Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I just put up a Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is only 100 calories. With zero carbonation for easy sipping, find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs, your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The question is EB right? Did they call the defenders, the DC Commanders, on the broadcast and show it during the broadcast? You can vote at Junks Radio. And hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. EB has some video that he's going to go through.
I'm going to say they called him that a couple times, but, you know, just botching it.
By accident.
But they didn't show it. Fox didn't show Commander.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen him show it yet.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some hoops, some NBA hoops. Sean Devaney is a writer and reporter for Athlon Sports. OKC tied up the series against the Indiana Pacers last night pretty convincingly. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, I'm just curious. Well, if you go all the way back to before the playoffs, who did you have in the finals?
I think I had the Clippers and the Celtics. Something like that. No, I did have Oklahoma City. You could see that coming. But, yeah, I thought the Celtics had enough juice to get back here. So, it's an unexpected finals. There's no question about that.
Hey, let me spitball something I brought up a couple weeks ago. And I've always been a huge NBA fan. I like watching the playoffs. The boys make fun of me because sometimes I'll stay up like till 12:30, 1 o'clock, watching press conferences afterwards. But this year, for whatever reason, I came to this realization that the first round's way too long, best of seven, unnecessary. You know, you can point to OKC. They swept their first round series against Memphis, right? Memphis barely got into, you know, via play-in game. Like, couldn't they shorten this thing and do maybe best of three in the first round, best of five in the second round?
They tried that for a long time, and the thing they didn't like about it was that it's much easier for a really good team to lose a five-game series. And so that's why they ultimately changed it. Of course, you get more TV, and you're going to get more broadcasts, you're going to get more money. So I get where you're coming from, but, that's sort of a that toothpaste is already out of the tooth. They're not gonna try to put it back in because then you're getting less money. You know, you're not having as many broadcasts. I think if you're gonna have the playoffs drag on the way they do, you've got to seriously think about cutting back the regular season. You know, go to 72 games. I think that's the most realistic path for the NBA, especially if you start to expand, it makes sense. You're talking about giving up revenue when you do that. But I think that at some point there's got to be a trade-off where it's too much. And if you're going to look to where I can slice, it's probably some of those November games, things like that, and shorten the season that way.
But you used the term drag on, and you're an NBA fan. You'll admit that playoffs do seem to drag on. I mean, it's been 2 months of this.
I do. You look at baseball, and they get it done in 4 weeks, if that, sometimes it's even faster, 3 weeks. So yeah, you can do much faster, no question. And I think one thing they could do, that you could have back-to-backs early on, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that for the players, but you're not traveling. So, if you had back-to-backs and maybe had some times where you had two days off when you're traveling and give them a little bit more of a break that way, you could certainly get through that first round a lot faster. I'm not defending the fact that this is ideal, but I'll just say that, realistically, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do something that that sacrifices revenue.
Sean, how concerned are the rest of the teams in the Western Conference that this OKC team that already won 68 games in the regular season and, they could win the finals this year, that they have picks 15 and 24 in this upcoming draft, and they have just a boatload of picks between now and 2030 that they've acquired over the past few years? I mean, this team should only get better going forward.
Yeah, it's something like 14, 15 first round.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And when you look at where they are, the reason that it's tough and what the NBA has tried to do is to make things difficult on teams to keep a dynasty, to keep a really good team together. You saw with the Celtics, and we're going to see they're going to sell off some pieces this year. Even if Jason Tatum had been healthy, they were going to do that. That's just the way that the NBA has reconfigured things with these aprons and the luxury tax and all that. So the Thunder are going to eventually, not this year, not in 25, 26, and probably not until 26, 27. So you'd probably have this team back next year. But after that, they're going to have to start pulling some of this stuff apart. There's just too many guys they're going to have to pay. But they've got all these picks. So they've got, you can either draft guys and keep cheap players, bring in that cheap labor that you don't have to pay that much. A guy like Kayson Wallace, for instance, is on a rookie contract still. So you get that cheap labor, and you can, some of the guys that you develop and you decide we're just not going to pay you, we just can't do it, you can move on. But then they're going to be in a great position to replenish everything that they need through the draft, which we've just never seen a team be able to do that. So, they could certainly use some of these picks for trades, but, my feeling is that they're probably going to use this just to, sort of like the NFL does, where you get to that fourth or fifth year and you just say, we're not going to pay this guy. We're just going to draft somebody. They can do that because they have that many picks.
What was your take after game one when OKC lost that crazy lead in the fourth quarter at home? That's never happens.
Yeah, I mean, right, it never happens except, three other times with the
Pacers, so. Right.
Yeah. So it's, whatever happens in this series, what a magical run it's been from the Pacers and what a fun team to watch. Obviously it's not a big market. They don't have the big names, and so the ratings are going to be what they are. But they're really just a fun team to watch I've never seen a team be able to crystallize and focus and do what they need to do in the last 3-4 minutes when they have no margin of error and they make no errors. You just never see a team do that sort of thing. But the Pacers have been able to do that. This might be the series where the luck runs out, where the magic fades, just because you saw it last night. Oklahoma City's just so deep, and they're going to throw such a wave of players at you that they'll be better prepared to handle those situations over the course of a 7-game series. It just remarkable from the Pacers, but you do get a sense that this has got to be the clock's going to hit midnight and everything's going to turn back into pumpkins there.
All right, so here locally, people are disappointed that the Wizards didn't win the draft lottery. They're going to have the sixth pick. Just kind of want your national perspective on where the Wizards are. How do you see them as a franchise?
I mean, they're miserable, right? I mean, there's no sense in sugarcoating, and they're going to be miserable next year. But you've got to start. You'd rather be miserable than where they were in the John Wall, Bradley Beal era, where you're winning 41 games and losing in the first round of the playoffs. I'd rather be miserable and see what you can do and see what you can get to rebuild and be a team that can actually contend, that has a chance. So yeah, you know, it's obviously it's not pretty. There's not a lot to work with. But you know, they've got some contracts they could move around, and they're going to have cap space. And you know, that's a big thing, is not just this year, but next year in 2026, to have cap space. In a league where not a lot of teams are going to have cap space, you know, just the way things are set up, having that flexibility is going to be huge for them. And that, you know, you look at what Oklahoma City did, and I'm not going to compare those situations, just the fact that Oklahoma City had the space and they were able to maneuver things the way they did, and collect all these draft picks. That's how they did it. And so Washington is going to have that cap space, and it's going to have to be meticulous. It's going to have to be, something that they do, you know, over a couple of years. It's not going to be next year. We're not going to see this team in the playoffs in 2026. But, you know, certainly by 2027, I think you can start turning the corner. But it's going to be slow, and it should be slow. And you've just got to, at some point you have to get lucky. You know, you have to get your Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You have to get your Jalen Williams. You know, you're going to have to get either lucky through trades or draft picks. But you know, certainly the slow build is there, and like I say, I'd rather be where they are now than where they were, you know, 10 years ago.
Talking to Sean Devaney, writer reporter for Athlon Sports, covering the NBA Finals. Let's talk a little bit about this off season. What do you expect? You're hearing a lot of buzz. You know, Giannis might want to be traded. With Luka being traded in the off season, people are thinking that this could be a wild summer. NBA wise, with people moving all over the place, what do you expect?
Yeah, you know, I do think so. I will say that one thing that I was told repeatedly was that you know, the new rules were going to make the trade deadline this year. We're going to make that it virtually non-existent. That there wouldn't be any trades during the trade deadline because of these new rules. And we saw that was blown out of the water. It was absolutely false. And so, you know, as a lot of folks are saying, well, there's going to be a ton of trades, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. You know, sometimes these predictions just do not come to fruition. But you do have the Giannis decision is going to be the big one, obviously. Kevin Durant, it's a foregone conclusion that he'll be traded, and that should be something that happens in the next 2 weeks, you know, before we get to the draft. I think if the Giannis thing is going to happen, obviously the Bucks aren't going to rush that. They're going to leave that up to him, but they would like that to happen before the draft as well. You know, if that's the direction that they're taking, they want to know sooner rather than later, and time is ticking there. So, yeah, certainly you start with those two guys. But then, you know, you've got a bunch of teams who really want to, you know, do some things and try to, you know, obviously San Antonio is in a mode now where they want to add another player. Oklahoma City's got a lot of pieces that where they could potentially, you know, depending on how things work out, if they win a championship, probably not. But if they were to lose this series, then Oklahoma City would be a big time buyer. The Rockets have a lot of pieces and a lot of picks, and they could certainly make some noise. Bring in, they're expected to bring in at least one veteran, whether it's a Kevin Durant or a Giannis, to be in position to get either one of those guys if they're on the market. So you know, they're certainly a team to watch. Of course, the Nets have a ton of picks as well. And are sort of losing patience with their rebuilding. So they could be looking to get. So you've got a lot of teams out there. It's just going to be a matter of how many of these big-time stars wind up being put on the market.
Good stuff, Sean. That's Sean Devaney, writer and reporter for Athlon Sports. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks, man.
Thank you, Sean. So he thinks it's going to be kind of a crazy offseason.
Yeah, I'm going to guess you watched half of the first quarter last night.
I didn't even watch half of the first quarter. Sundays, I usually don't stay up past 8 o'clock. I'm just kind of in my head. I'm winding down, and I know I got to get up early. I got the, what do they call it? The Sunday scaries.
Sunday scaries, yeah.
So Sunday nights are usually pretty early nights.
I hear you.
Yeah, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll do it, but not on Sunday.
Oklahoma City tied it up. I wouldn't be surprised if they went out the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either. I'm surprised they lost game one.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, that was obviously a must-win for them last night.
I don't know what Bickle did. He just left in the middle of the segment.
I think he had to go take care of some business.
Might have had a wave.
You think?
I don't know.
It looked
like he walked kind of casually there.
I don't know.
All right, we'll find out when we come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go anywhere. EB's lost a little swagger on his DC Defenders, DC Commanders thing.
Because I've been playing the audio and watching it. Now, every time they say DC, they just say DC. They avoid saying Defenders. They're literally avoiding it. And I think what happened is, I just have to say, I waved the white flag. I must be wrong. I think what happened is it's a power of suggestion. I got this Venmo from the guy, right? And I was like, what is he talking about? There's a DC, XFL team with Commanders. And I think I'm seeing the DC, and the C is so prominent. I think I'm just, and the Defenders from afar, I'm 10 feet from my TV, and I think I'm just, seeing Defenders in my brain. It's just power of suggestion. I think I just have to say, I'm just flat out wrong. Because I can't catch them saying it. Saying is DC. They're avoiding saying I Defenders. Did.
What does Mrs. Bickle think about that?
Oh, I've got that right here. Bank 6, number 33.
I think maybe something's happened to your brain.
I think it was power suggestion.
They may have said it based on a botch because they're so used to saying Commanders, but there's no way.
But I haven't even caught that because I'm watching the exact points that I watched.
Yeah. This guy tweets us. It's true. He goes, imagine being the DC Defenders making the UFL championship yesterday, and the only coverage they get is if they were called the DC Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, it's look.
That's the coverage.
That's where you are.
I'm impressed. You got like 22% of the people though believe in you, EB.
No, because I'm even watching the exact parts. I can't. It shows you the power of suggestion. Some guy Venmoed me $21 about the Commanders, another team with the Commanders name for 30 years. And I think I watched it and I went, oh my God.
All right.
Was he thinking the Commandos for the Arena League? Or was
what the guy was thinking, dude? Oh.
I hope
just an insane person.
I hope that you have the right Trey Johnson in your commercial break film study.
All right, do you have music for it?
It's a pretty generic name. I hope you got the right one.
No, I definitely got the right one. Trey Johnson, the freshman guard from Texas. He's listed as 6'6", 190. I know that sounds a little light. He doesn't look like he's too skinny or anything. He looks great. He had an unbelievable season for Texas. He averaged 20 points, basically, 19.9, 3.1 rebounds, 2.7 assists. But the biggest trait that just jumps out at you...
The rebounds, I think, have to go up a little bit.
They would go up.
For being 6'6".
He's just got a great stroke.
He
only shot 42% from the field, but he shot 39.7, basically 40% from threes. Dude, I'm telling you, I didn't watch Texas. So I don't have a file on him until today, and I'm watching him. This guy can do it all. He is superstar potential. He's got the handles. He shoots the S out of it. He shoots off the dribble. Obviously, he's a great catch-and-shoot guy. He could lead a break. He could finish at the basket. He could finish with either hand. He plays with a swagger. He's not just a three-point shooter, though. He has, like, that elbow game, too, where he can, like, post up smaller guards and turnarounds. It kind of reminds you at times of SGA. Dude, he might be my new favorite. I have no idea. I have no
Bumped Igor.
I have no idea where they're projecting him, but I can't imagine he slips to six.
He's projected in the top six.
I can't imagine he slips to six. If he's there at six, I don't see how they can't take him.
In terms of his build, snag him at
I don't
five.
Know how they could not take him.
In terms of his build, is he thicker than AJ Johnson?
Yes.
Well, everybody's thicker than him.
AJ Johnson looks freakishly skinny.
Yeah.
He looks just great. I got no problem with his build.
Well, what are
and
they,
he's physical.
What do they like, list him?
They list him at 6'6", 190.
No, I'm talking about Johnson.
Oh, Johnson? I don't know.
He's listed at 6'5", 160.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I mean, this 30 pounds is a big difference. And trust me, he's scoring. He's getting a rebound and scoring in paint. He's physical. He's tough. He might even have a little bit too much swagger for my taste, if that's such a thing. Like, do you have to do a hand gesture after every three? I don't know. But, dude, that guy is a potential superstar.
Well, this also jumps
no
out,
doubt
too.
About
He's
it.
He's 6'4", almost 6'5". He's got a 6'10"+ wingspan.
Who?
That's crazy. Trey Johnson.
Well, they list him at 6'6".
I think he's bigger than 6'4".
They list him at 6'6", at what I see, Case.
Yeah. Okay, I have him listed here 6'4.75.
Maybe that's what that's probably what he measured at the combine.
Maybe 6'5".
Yeah. So 6'5", just say he's 6'5". Yeah. He's got a 6'10+ wingspan.
Yeah.
He
you
plays,
usually don't see that.
He's got a good step-back jumper, too.
That's what I'm saying. He's got that elbow game, and he can hit threes from anywhere. He can hit them off the dribble. He can finish at the basket with either hand.
So are you off Demon?
But I will say...
I got to go see him again.
Are you off Demon? Case, are you
off
Demon for Trey?
I'm not off him, but I mean, Johnson's better, you take
This guy's a potential superstar, in my opinion. I actually am kind of shocked if he would be available at 6.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of shocked.
He's probably the best shooter, certainly one of the best three shooters.
Jason, he plays with a toughness, man.
He does, but the 3.1 boards, that's
fine.
That's got to go up.
That can go up. I don't see why it wouldn't. That's just an effort thing.
That's exactly what it is.
And that's not that's all.
Yeah, I mean,
fixable.
He's definitely athletic enough.
But his effort on offense with the ball in his hands is insane. Now, I did happen to glance and see one person said, you know, they'd like to see the assists go up too. But dude, he's just a bucket getter.
He's a scorer, exactly.
Yeah. I would be thrilled. I don't know where he fits as far as what we have personnel-wise. Seems like we got a lot of 6'5", 6'6".
Well, here you go. You got Bub is your one. Trey Johnson would slot right in as your two. Bilal's your three. Sar is your... He could be four or five. And then whoever else slides in there in the front court.
I mean, now listen,
they got the 18th pick, too.
Yeah.
It's also dangerous anytime you watch highlights. Like, I can't sit here and watch a whole game, right?
Correct.
It's not going to work for our bit. So when you watch highlights, it's, you know, making him everything. But he's got all the tools. He can do it all. I don't see what he can't do.
This guy says, he agrees with you on the offensive side because he is a great shooter. But he says, relative to defense, Johnson is a poor rebounder for a wing, largely due to lack of motor in his wiry frame.
Well, he might not have a motor on defense.
Adding strength to his frame is going to be key to improve his defensive ability and rebounding on the glass.
Look, nobody plays defense in the NBA anyway. Yeah, he's three or four guys.
He's going to have to do that. And he'll get bigger. He'll get thicker.
He fits in the NBA right now.
But he's going to have to get bored.
That guy is a star. That's a star. You want me to give a grade? What am I doing? 0 to 100? Is that what we're doing on these guys? 92.7.
Oh, that's a high grade.
This guy's
a
star.
A.
This guy is a superstar. His game translates to the next level. I see no scenario where it doesn't.
Yeah, he's
no
a great
scenario. I mean,
we'll see if he's available at 6 for the Wizzies.
And again, I'm not locked in on this draft. I'm kind of out on the league. I thought the game last night was embarrassing. Some of the possessions. It's just embarrassing. Like, there's rec league games, you know, or whatever, Lifetime Fitness at noon on a Saturday that are better than what they're playing.
what was your rating again? I'm sorry.
92.7.
In comparison, who did you do before?
Demon.
Maybe you didn't put him in.
No, it was Ivy. Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time.
I know. That was our only basketball one.
Well, maybe I didn't do one on Demon. We just talked about Demon.
We just talked about Demon.
Ivy, I thought, was a star, too, though.
It was 96.2.
Yeah. Ivy, I definitely loved.
What was 92.7?
Yeah. This guy, hey, Drab, this guy's a super. He could do it all. I want him. Bad. I want
somebody
him bad.
Get Will Dawkins on the phone.
Is he clear, Igor, in your opinion?
I forgot about him already. Like, I got to see the clips. But Drab, he can do it all. He strokes it. He's got like the elbow turnaround game that SGA has. He could lead a break. He'll dunk in your face. He could finish with his left hand. Jason's pointing to his lack of rebounding. That's an effort thing. That's, you know, if they care about that.
That's exactly what that is.
They can fix that.
So if they draft him, they'd have two Johnsons. I was pouring
through. He's a stud.
I was pouring through my tweets. We have a longtime listener of the show. and I forget his real name, but he goes by Mr. Root on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm familiar with
his account. To see him all the time in the flag football world. And he said, laugh now, acknowledge later. Wizards SGA is already on the team. It's AJ Johnson.
No, I know a lot of people like him. And then
SGA is skinny. Well, I mean, maybe AJ Johnson, I remember, had a dunk.
If he develops a great dunk into SGA,
anybody can see Anthony Johnson's athleticism. It jumps out.
He's
at
a
you.
Freak.
Yeah. It jumps out at you. He just wonders.
Maybe he'll develop.
But does he have league MVP ceiling?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's the case.
This guy.
I'd be happy if he becomes a serviceable starter in the league.
I'm going to venture to say there's no chance. Okay, let's assume flag goes one. There's no chance four of the teams pass on.
Well, NBADraft.net currently has flag going one, Harper two, VJ Edgecombe going three. Mm-hmm. Ace Bailey, 4. Jeremiah Fears, 5 to the Jazz. And it has the Wizards bypassing Trey Johnson for Nolan Traore, another Frenchie.
I'd have to watch him.
Well, they do like the Frenchies.
They do like the French. This is true. And they have Johnson going 7 to the Pellies.
I mean, I actually can't believe a player of that caliber will potentially be available.
Well, we'll see.
He could be.
I think he would only slip if teams think he's just a one-shot pony, and he's not going to play defense.
Well, if there's one trick you need in the league, it's shooting and scoring. And like,
yeah, I know, but if you're going to draft someone 5 or 6.
Defense is a joke in the NBA.
But if you want to draft someone 5 or 6, you want an all-around player.
I guess. I don't know. I think I would be thrilled. If
I mean, one reason OKC is in the finals, I mean, they got SGA, but they play great defense.
Yeah. I don't see any reason why he's... There's not a single reason why he can't be a great defender if he wanted to be.
Oh yeah, of course it's all inner drive.
Yeah,
and especially if you're athletic like that, it's all inner drive.
Hey, Drab, did you like him that much? Like, I loved him.
Well, I just worry that if we're copying the Thunder model, he may not be a great fit defensively. I mean, if you watch the game, like, the Thunder are so elite defensively. Mm-hmm.
I think he would do that if that was the team culture.
Well, you don't even know him. You don't know that.
I don't know him, but I'm watching how he plays offensively. I mean, he's got the motor. It's not like if that was the culture, he would fit in. Like, you know, culture, they'll just mold him. Unless he's a douche.
And you got
Is he a
Sar,
bad guy?
You got
Do we
Sar,
have any evidence he's a bad guy?
I mean, if you're sticking with these guys, you can afford an offensive player if you've got Sar and Bilal, who I think are both known for defense more than their offense.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason why he couldn't be a great defender.
His NBA comps on NBADraft.net, Trey Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't love the first one. Nick Young slash Cam Thomas.
Well, so they're just saying offensive guy with nothing else. Well, if that's the case, I don't
see
that.
I can't have a Nick Young.
I don't see that.
I just can't have that guy.
I mean, that's an insulting comparison. Nick Young.
I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Nick Young was a flashy shooter. Like, you know, kind of could. Didn't Nick Young maybe one night even have 50? Like, he could score. They always said that, but this guy's better than that. This guy could lead a break and dunk in your face. I don't know.
Nick Young, believe it or not, averaged, I mean, one season with the Wizards, he averaged 17.4. He wasn't a bum. He's just, you know.
No, I think this guy has a potential superstar. But, you know, because he also, the thing is, he's not just a three-point shooter. Those are kind of a dime a dozen on some level. He also has the mid-range game. And he's got the handles.
Yeah, he's a scorer.
And he's just physical. I mean, yeah.
Do you want them to draft a guard versus getting a big like the guy from Duke?
In a perfect world, I'd like someone a little longer.
Maluch.
But as Cake says, I guess his wingspan is like a 6'10 wingspan guy. He plays bigger than like 6'5 to me.
Hmm.
He looks like a star. He's a revelation.
But if he's lazy on defense, the 6'10 wingspan is something.
Does he look better than Keyshawn George?
Yes. More athletic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Keyshawn George had flashes.
I like George.
Because George can knock down a three.
He's more of a three-point guy. Like, he has that elbow game, that back-him-up game. Like, I'm telling you, to me, the comp that I see a little bit is he has some of SGA in him. That's why I'm getting excited. They're similar size, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do they list SGA as? They list him. Maybe they list him a little taller.
I think he's about 6'6".
Oh, they do? Then to me, they look somewhat similar. He might be a better outside shooter. I don't know if that's even possible, but maybe. I don't know. I'm sold. Sold.
All right, Trey Johnson.
I'm off the old
92.7.
I still like me some Demon, too.
Yeah, I'm off
guy,
him.
This guy who did the strengths and weaknesses that I'm reading says he lacks ideal NBA wing explosiveness and is very upright when driving, which hurts his ability to get by defenders.
He struggles
to put pressure on the rim, and when he does get to the rim, he struggles to finish through contact.
Well, I'm watching it. I'm watching him do exactly that. I'm watching him finish with his offhand through contact. Yeah, I don't know what the guy's watching.
This guy, obviously, either he's making it up or he watched every single game.
Well, he's watching him when he's failed at that. Again, I'm watching highlights.
Yeah, you're watching just the positives. So, yeah.
I'm not seeing him struggle. The highlights are sick.
I've never seen you this smitten before.
I know, I'm smitten. Because I actually did not expect to see that. And I'm so down on the league. But he looks like he fits right in.
It was the elbow jumper that did it for you?
Just some old school.
He has the inside out. He can do both, and he's tough, dude. He's a pretty strong kid.
He doesn't look like an elite athlete from what I'm seeing, just watching some of the highlights. But step back jumper.
Yeah, he's a really good shooter. No,
I don't see the lack of athleticism.
I just watched one of his dunks. Like he's okay. You can just tell he's not super explosive, but explosive enough.
I think he's plenty of explosive.
But again, he's probably 18.
Yeah.
He's going to get strong.
I'm not saying he has a 45-inch vertical.
I'm never going to call a guy non-athletic who can actually dunk. I can't dunk off a trampoline. So
me neither.
I'm just leaving.
It'll be interesting to see.
He's plenty athletic.
It'll be interesting to see if he is available at six if they do.
As a freshman, he averaged 20 a game. Yeah. Pretty respectable conference.
And I think he won freshman
pretty
year.
Respectable. It's probably the best conference.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the knocks.
Well, again, these people who watched every single play versus 5 minutes of highlights.
But highlights you can be right.
The only thing I don't like about it is maybe a little too much me stuff after he hits all these threes. You know, a little too much of that.
What's on my radar now, and I didn't think it was on the radar, was another French player being drafted.
Hey,
he's moved up the board, hasn't he?
Potentially could be. Yep.
Will likes the Frenchies.
He does. Definitely going to have to watch that. All right, got to take a break. We have a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle, which we will give away coming up a little bit later. Stay tuned for that. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, right now, I'm going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with the 4-pack of tickets to Giant Barbecue Battle. That's June 21st and the 22nd on Pennsylvania Avenue. You can enjoy 2 days of barbecue and family fun with DC's best bands on the Pepsi Lays Art to Go-Go and Summer Grilling Stages. Metro and shared ride accessible. For tickets and more event information, you can visit thefandc.com. So caller number 10, 800-636-1067. We get those tickets.
I can't tell you how many, in the last week and a half, how many videos of bears in my neighborhood I've seen in my friends' yards.
Like big bears?
One guy who lives, he doesn't live that far from me. He lives in a townhouse.
Okay.
There was a bear in his back patio. He's probably not even a mile from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week, there was a buddy who lives, he lives in a development, single family home.
Yep.
Bear right in his front yard.
You're on bear alert.
And then there was one 2 weeks ago. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time before I see a bear on my street.
Probably right. You're going to run into one street. While you're walking Luca.
Yes.
And that's going to be
That's going to be freaky. That's going to be a problem. But I'm telling you, and I don't think it's the same bear.
How have those cases been resolved? Somebody to shoo them away, or do they just...
I was told that Loudoun County Animal Services don't do anything about it because they don't consider... And I don't get this.
Okay.
They don't consider bears and a danger to people?
Okay.
Are you serious?
I mean, I would think...
Is that true?
I would think that if a bear is roaming around in a neighborhood, that...
They would murder people.
Well, that
animal... They would eat them.
Well, shouldn't animal control come out with somebody with a trank gun and...
Yes.
Shoot the bear.
Yes.
Grab the bear, throw it in their truck, drive it 100 miles away, drop it off somewhere where the bear...
I don't think they do that.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe they don't.
Apparently in Loudoun County, they don't do that. Because my friends called the Loudoun County Animal Services and they said, sorry.
Not a threat.
Not a threat.
not a threat to humans.
I mean, they're a threat to dogs and cats. I mean, any other animal, but I don't get it. It's just a matter of time before I see a big-ass black bear, 600-pounder, walking on my street.
I would say that any bear over 150 or 200 pounds is a threat to any human walking around.
Yes. Man, these bears were big that I saw in these videos.
That is terrifying.
I'm just telling you.
It happens sometimes. My brother had one in his front yard not that long ago. Happens.
I don't know what I would do. Keep your head on a swivel. Don't have your head down on your phone while you're walking your dog.
I never do that. I don't bring my phone.
And I think they're dangerous. I saw the revenant.
My wife does. I don't.
Saw the revenant. It's
certainly dangerous to Leo DiCaprio.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. That bear would have annihilated DiCaprio.
There's a bear or multiple bears less than a mile from my house. And it's not like they're going back up to the mountains.
No.
They're not walking 30 miles to the mountains.
Dude, you guys,
they're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, because you took over their habitat with data centers.
Yeah. Data centers clearing all that
land. I get it. I understand.
They used to be able to roam.
That still scares the F out of me.
Hey, EB, you may have some backing. Mm. This is on our Facebook page. You can message us so many places, but this was on Facebook. From Trinidad's Finest.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he not tripping. They had commanders on there going into halftime. I seen it. I'm a diehard fan.
I seen it.
I'm just
immediately stricken.
Because... I was in the laundromat for 3 hours yesterday.
That sounds
watching
terrible.
The game. It did say Commanders. The guy who was watching with me both said, why it say Commanders?
Hold on. They said what?
I know the grammar's not great.
It's not great.
Why it say?
Yeah.
Okay. So why do they say Commanders?
Right. Yeah.
So how many times did he hear Commanders?
No, he said he actually even saw the Chiron, too.
I don't believe that part of it.
I need visual proof. I need to see it with my own two fading
eyes. So they definitely put the comms part under a coach, but that's not what I was referring to.
Right.
To be, I'm being honest. But I think it was power of suggestion because the guy sent me the text about it earlier.
Yeah, but this guy's saying he was in the laundromat, saw it, and the guy...
Listen, I've lost my swagger
here's
on
the quote.
It.
You know what? The guy who was watching with me, we both said... Why it say Commanders?
Their brains were on spin cycle like their clothes in the laundromat. Okay, it didn't say Commanders. It said Defenders.
I'm desperate for it to say it one place, but I haven't found it yet. So I'm willing to say I was wrong. It's troubling more than anything because I was convinced as I was watching it.
So you thought you were right.
No, I didn't think it was questioning anything.
Multiple people have agreed with you that they heard Commanders.
I know, but I haven't even
but
caught
that. But I think
that
was just a botch. That was a botch.
What about the halftime show thing that you were talking about?
Yeah, but I watch it. I have access to it.
He just watched Kurt Menefee.
I watched some of it. I haven't
just say DC
yet.
Over and over.
I'm telling you, I'm waving the white flag. More than anything, it's disturbing.
You know what's fascinating? You're waving the white flag, but you still got 19% believing you're right.
Well, they have to prove
it
to me.
1 in 5.
Because I haven't been able to prove it to myself.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. So, it's sick. It's sick. it's sick. Now, I know part of it what threw me is the D. In the D.C., the C's way more prominent than
way
the D.
Way more.
I agree. They're trying to do the clever thing where they mold the D and the C together.
I get it when I'm looking at it, concentrating. But when you're just glancing, when you're Tom glancing it, the C is jumping out at you. And I just got the $21 on Venmo from the guy about the XFL.
How many
team.
Times are you going to mention $21?
Well, that's what
I'm starting to think this is the...
It's a metagame for more Venmo.
Yes. I haven't mentioned my Venmo once.
I haven't mentioned it once.
You're suggesting it. Yes. There's a lot of suggesting.
Yeah. We just got done talking about the power of suggestion.
You keep saying, I kept getting this on my Venmo.
My Venmo.
I know.
Listen, why is everyone so jealous of my Venmo? I have a popular Venmo.
It is. I mean, just... I haven't mentioned it once. This is just a calculated Venmo.
It's a metagame.
Yeah. I like that you think I'm that calculated, but I'm too stupid to be able to read.
Yeah, you haven't mentioned it once. You mentioned it 10 times.
A dozen. A baker's
Believe
dozen.
Me, I'll try to, maybe this afternoon, I'll try to go through and see if I can find one just to give me some. But even the one part where I thought he was saying it, they were just saying DC. Unless they edited it. Unless they edited the replay.
This is your white whale.
I'm amazed.
I actually can't believe you're going to go back and watch a DVR to XFL
He's not going to watch that whole thing.
I have it
UFL.
Right here.
Yeah.
UFL, sorry.
I didn't even know what it was.
Which apparently has two divisions.
I guess.
I didn't even know, honestly, they were still playing. I was stunned.
Well, they've got two conferences.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were showing one conference.
Or division, whatever.
And there is a time.
They called them a conference.
There is a time where they show the Chiron with DC and underneath it the name, but it says Defenders. It doesn't say Commanders.
Hey, well, congratulations to the DC Defenders.
Yes, congrats.
We'll be playing in the championship game.
The XFL.
I don't know if they have
the
a
UFL
name for
it. Championship game.
There you go.
Against the Michigan Panthers. Anthony Carter used to play for the old school Michigan Panthers back in the day.
What number did he wear?
One, I believe.
Does it have a silly, the trophy have a silly name like the Lombardi? It's called the He Hate Me trophy.
It probably does.
That would be great. I wonder if any of these guys, I always feel sorry for these guys. What else do they do?
They drive UPS
coaches.
Trucks.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.